Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:39 quickly to DA Jason Williams, who was on with us last week, and he was talking about, I had asked him about jury duty and what happens if you don't show up. And then I saw yesterday, Jason, you on TV talking about this scam, and I wanted to have you on to talk about this. First of all, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. Tell me about this scam.
So it came to my attention because an acquaintance called who was distressed because she was told that she'd be arrested when she came in contact with the police. She'd be arrested if she tried to go to court and resolve the matter herself. And they wanted her to pay $1,500 over the phone with a credit card. So I called the number, gave an assumed name. Of course, they went with their scam and ruse and said that I, Chester Williams, which is a name I use, one of my favorite uncles, I said, I missed court. Did I miss court? They checked it and said, oh, yes, you missed in January. We can rectify this today. A lot of it sounds very official. They get a lot of the terminology wrong, but this scam is preying on people who just want to do the right thing, and I want to make sure the public is aware so that they can act and they can make a call and we can try to get these folks off the street.
So to be clear, nobody will – first of all, if you miss a summons for jury duty, nobody will ever call you and suggest that you settle it with a credit card, to be clear.
That is a 100% fact. There are no judicial proceedings that will ever be handled over the phone and can be resolved with instant payment via credit card over the phone. Never.
If they do get one of these calls, Jason, do you want them to call you, or not you, or the office or something, report it?
Yeah, I want them to call the DA's office, the police department. This may be happening in other parishes too, Tom. We've got to be clear on that. We don't know the extent of it. So if you're in Jefferson Parish, of course, contact Joe LaPinto or Paul Connick. If you're in St. Tammany, contact Colin Sims. I don't. This could be a statewide deal. This could be folks outside the state with the advent of AI. But contact someone quickly so that we can look for those patterns, and so we can try to link this up and track it back to the real root.
Did you ever tell them that you were the district attorney or not? I'm just curious.
Well, when he said that I would need to make this payment before we get off the phone, I said, well, why can't I just go to jury duty right now if I'm needed for jury duty? He said, well, the moment you step foot on the court floor, you will be arrested. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's coming in real hot. Mm-hmm. And he hung up on me at that point.
Real quick, let me talk to you about Lawrence Hecker, too. I saw you had something to say about him, the 92-year-old priest that's awaiting trial. You think he's malingering?
Absolutely do. I watched two very extensive interviews, as did much of our community, with David Hammer. He also talked to Aubrey Killen at WDSU, and he was as competent as I am right now. And that man is competent to stand trial. If he can ruin lives and walk away from it and live a free life for decades, he is certainly competent to pay the price for the harm that he's caused and the lives that he's wrecked. I think he's absolutely malingering.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time. Have a good day and a good weekend.
Take care, Tommy.
You bet. Jason Williams, district attorney. Don't ever give anybody a credit card number to settle any kind of jury duty dispute or anything like that. And if it does happen, call the police department or the district attorney in the parish where you live, because that is a flat-out scam. When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Worthy, CEO of the 4Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director. They got a great field, and we'll talk about it when we come back here on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.